Become a wealth creator today. Text MONEY to 800-454-1184. That's MONEY to 800-454-1184.
The Fed continues to tame inflation without triggering a full-blown recession. A down market is the last thing that baby boomers want. And now that we're halfway through 2022, how do you feel about your financial goals for the year? We're going to talk about all of that and even more on our show today. We thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is a certified financial planner. Here's that phone number we want you to have handy. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. You may call for a complimentary appointment. Plus, you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, hello to you.
Hey, Lynn. Good time to be talking about all this inflation stuff, especially with summer travel and, you know, $6 and $7 gas and all this things to contend with, right?
So I know.
It's been crazy.
It has been crazy. So much to get to. I want to go back in history, though, really quick. 1934, President Franklin Roosevelt signed the Securities Exchange Act, and that was in response to the stock market crash. It was a major factor, of course, of the Great Depression during the 30s. And up until that point, the New York Stock Exchange had actually been operating with little or no government control. And then they created the Securities Exchange Commission, that's the SEC, and it hoped to restore investor confidence in the market. That was all back in 1934, Eric.
Yep, and most everything's still either under 1934 law or there's a 1940 Registered Investment Advisor Act that I fall under a lot. So, and thankfully, the government stepped in. There's definitely times where the government does need to regulate stuff. Sadly, with the Jobs Act several years ago, there's a lot of stuff that's being advertised that's supposed to be for more accredited investors or people who can basically afford to lose money. And yeah, some of that stuff nowadays, you got to be really careful because there's a lot more scams and a lot more other issues going on. And it's amazing how many people now I run into who've been victims of Ponzi schemes.
Oh my gosh.
It's probably at least one a month or something.
Oh, really?
I'm running into. So yeah, so you got to be really careful about who you're working with and who you're talking to, and definitely check them out and see if they have a track record. I think that's probably the bigger issue there is having
check
some sort
them
of,
out. Yeah.
Yeah, having checking them out, not just now, but also what have they done in the past.
Right. That's very good. Now, talking about U.S. stocks, BlackRock has actually downgraded our stocks to neutral. They published a note. I want you to hear part of this, Eric. They said, we see no clear catalyst for a rebound. If they hike interest rates too much, they risk triggering a recession. And if they tighten not enough, that risk becomes runaway inflation. And they say it's tough to see a perfect outcome. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I can't believe we wouldn't have a recession. So the Fed's already said no matter what, they're fighting to keep inflation down. And with all these half-point rate increases, which are pretty crazy because it's pretty rare to have just one. I mean, they hadn't done one for 20 years. To have three in a row as they plan, that's never been done in history. So, it's a really tough time to be in bonds, first of all, so because the bonds, every time rates go up, bond values go down. And then, of course, like they said, with BlackRock, anytime there's somebody who does analyzing and, you know, talks about stocks and things like that, when they say neutral, it's almost sell.
Oh, really?
It's almost, almost nobody ever puts a sell order type thing on. It's definitely time to be more changing how you're investing a little bit. I mean, if you've got 10, 20, 30 years till you use the money, you're probably fine. But if you're 5 to 10 years out, that's when you got to really be taking action. And especially if you're one of those target date funds, those things that say 2030, 2035, those ones, a lot of that goes in bonds, a lot more as you get older, get closer to that date. And then the rest is all in stocks. So yeah, you might want to really pay attention to how you're investing because it may need a big change right now.
Because there's so much going on right now. We have inflation, possible recession, conflict overseas, and we're in an election year. So there's a danger of using set it and forget it, right, with our retirement strategy.
Certainly. Yeah, when people just say, oh, I'm a buy and hold, or oh, I just don't pay attention, you know, it's like, you know, hopefully you didn't do that when you're raising your kids, or hopefully you don't do that when you're driving your car. You just, oh, I set the cruise control and steered straight and I should be good now, right?
Yeah.
No, you still have to turn some and you still have to do other things. So, I would definitely be saying right now it's a good time to be checking in, reanalyzing where you're at, and, there is no rule that says if a stock dropped a ton, it has to go back. That's not necessarily a rule. So maybe that company was way overvalued. Maybe it was overhyped. And, you know, you're starting to see a lot of that now. And, that a lot of these hyped up companies are, you know, have dropped down. And, you know, so you have to see, okay, should I still be even investing in that? Is it time to move on and start to diversify out? And should I be looking at more value investments that are typically do better in down markets? Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to be looking at. But yeah, I think right now, you know, it is really one of the biggest times to be thinking about that. And, you know, that's one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financials. We actually go through a blueprint. We'll look at your income, your investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy plan, and kind of tell you where you're headed and see if that's where you want to be, see if there's any issues along the way. And so there's, you know, no right or wrong answer per se. It's just if you've got some issues and things you can fix, you know, you probably want to take advantage of that and try to fix those. So, you know, again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, right now we're waiving our planning fee. The way we start this is just by having a quick phone call. We just set up a 15-30 minute phone call, find out what you're worried about, what concerns you are. And then from there, we can kind of go into the blueprint and set up another time to get to do the analysis. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you might be thinking, why should I call Eric? Well, because he's been doing this for 30 years and helping retirees just like you have remarkable retirements. He is here to guide you about having a worry-less wealth retirement. And we thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So we are now almost halfway through this year. It's hard to believe. One analyst from BlackRock calls it season 3 of unprecedented times. So what advice do you have for our listeners who might feel a little bit behind on their financial goals for this year?
Yeah, well, it's one of those things where, you know, if anytime you're doing any sort of goal, it's just best just to, you know, just get back on the bus is one person I do a lot of work with, talks about, and I was like that it's just, hey, if you got off on accident, you know, hey, get back on. Don't try to, you know, do something crazy. Don't try to say, oh, I'm so behind, so I'm just going to put it all in one stock and see how it goes, and I'll either make it or break, you know. don't do that, right? Don't put it all at a double zero on the roulette wheel and see if it works, or take all your money and buy lottery tickets and see if you make it or not. You don't want to do anything crazy like that. But what you want to do is just keep saving, keep building up that money, first in savings and then go into the investments. And, if you're trying to retire sooner and you're not quite there yet, well, maybe we need to rethink the goals. Maybe we need to think about where we're going to retire, right? Lots of times there's a lot of places, well, pretty much everywhere is cheaper than California. So, so there's a lot of things that you can do. But again, you know, that's something that, you know, if you want to set up a time to talk, that's one of the things that we can do here at Heckman Financial is talk about what your goals are, talk about where you're at, and see how close you are or aren't. And, again, if you want to set up that 15-30 minute phone call, all you got to do is give us a call or text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with more of Eric Heckman. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
Do you have an estate plan? Without it, you give up control of what happens to your stuff when you are gone. That's why CFP Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is offering a free estate planning webinar. Eric will show you some of the most common pitfalls of not having an estate plan. You'll also discover the differences between wills and trusts, how long-term care planning could affect your estate, how to efficiently transfer your assets to the next generation, and much more. To RSVP for this free estate planning webinar with Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. It doesn't matter the size of your bank account, the square footage of your house, or the price tag of your car, you need an estate plan. RSVP for this webinar today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And their strategies can help you in all kinds of ways, minimizing fees, lowering your tax costs, all kinds of things like that. Eric is here to guide you. So there's a blogger, and he's called Financial Samurai. He raised some eyebrows recently when he laid out some stark numbers that he thinks retirees are going to need to save. He is saying $8 million is what we need to accumulate, Eric. And here's his math. It says, figure out your annual expenses, your desired annual expenses, and then multiply those by 200. Planning for $40,000 a year means you need to have $8 million. Now, that's pretty crazy to me. Do you think that's a little too high to aim?
Yeah, it sounds like very bizarre math, actually, because, I mean, on $8 million, that should be putting off $400,000 a year.
Yeah.
At 5%, and that's not even talking about taking out principal and such. So, yeah, I don't think the numbers are that high. I don't exactly get what he was doing there, but, you know, really, that is always an often asked question, though, is what, how much do I need to have saved for retirement? And the answer is, I can't tell you, because it depends on what you like to do. I mean, I had a client several years ago who, you know, started working with me, and she just wanted to do a little bit of planning, and we looked at her stuff, and she'd already paid off her house. She'd pretty much only gardens and does stuff at the house, and, you know, doesn't really like to travel because she had to travel for work. And so she could live on like 2,000 or 3,000 a month pretty much, and, you know, be fine. And there's other people that I'm barely getting by because I only have 10,000 a month, you know. So it's very different depending on your standard of living, right, and what you're planning on doing and so forth. So it's always nice to have some sort of goal, but the problem is if you reach your goal and it's a bad goal, right? So it used to be like $1 million sounded like so much money, right? Now, you know, you look at that and you kind of go, well, you know, it depends on how much you're getting from Social Security and other sources. It may not be quite enough. You might need to, you know, have more like two or three. So again, it really depends on where you're living, what the cost of living is, right? What's your standard of living? So I think it's a little bit better to plan on how much income can I be taking out? So just run your monies out and see if you're getting enough income, and then you know you're good, but not be focused on that dollar number as much.
Right. So the rules of thumb, like the 4% rule of thumb, and I guess he was trying to figure like a 0.5% rule of thumb. I don't know what he was trying to do. But anyway, those we don't necessarily have to rely on. But how do you help someone figure out that strategy for taking their withdrawals from their accounts? Walk us through that, please, Eric.
So really, the only way to really do it is run your numbers out with an income plan. So an income plan sounds simple, but, and there's a lot of stuff probably online you can find, but, you know, as you're getting closer to retirement, probably I'd say 5 to 10 years away for sure, that's when you need a really detailed income plan. And really what the income plan should say is, okay, I've got all these different types of money, right? So I've got normal dollars in my bank account or maybe my investment account. I've got 401k, IRA dollars. Those are all taxable, right? Then Social Security. Well, that may be only 85% taxable, not state taxable, depending on your state. And so there's all these different types of monies, you know, Roth IRA, tax-free, right? So there's all this stuff. And so how do you do all this very easily? Well, you know, you need some decent software to really run that and show you, okay, how's that money going to be coming out after tax? And then also, what's my inflation going to be? And, you know, there's a couple of things. A lot of times people say, oh, we have to inflate, you know, your money all by, you know, this certain rate, or it's going to double over this period of time. But some things don't change. The main one, your mortgage. You know, if you refinance a mortgage and it's locked in for the next 20 or 30 years, there's no inflation on that. So in a way, it actually gets cheaper. So really what you have to do is kind of run the numbers. Don't have to get super, super massive analytical down to, you know, how much do you spend on coffee every week or, you know, something like that. I'm not a big fan of getting that detailed. But, you know, just in general, okay, let's look at these numbers. And then also let's make sure we remember stuff. Probably number one thing people forget is healthcare. people forget that you have to pay for Medicare supplements and Medicare premiums and, you know, all that type of stuff. And then if you're going to retire pre-65, well, boy, you better really add up a bunch of money in there for taxes. So, yeah, once you've looked at all that stuff, you know, that's when you can really say, oh, okay, this is how much I need, and this is how long my money's gonna last. And if it runs out when you're 95, that's probably more than okay. I mean, it's nicer to make it go past 100. But if it runs out when you're 75, well, ouch. Time to go back to the drawing board and rethink some stuff, some timing or how much you're saving and so forth. So, you know, that's really what an income plan does. And, you know, it's something we can do for you as a listener here. We can actually do that blueprint to worry less wealth where we do the income plan. Then we look at your investments and are they going to be able to put out that income? Then look at the tax ramifications between now and retirement and throughout retirement to see how can you lower your taxes for the rest of your life. And then look at the healthcare issues, legacy issues, and that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. So that way we can have you worry less about your money and more about having fun and enjoying life. So if that's something you want to take advantage of, right now we're not charging a planning fee. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We're talking about retiring today in today's environment, and interest rates are sort of a double-edged sword when it comes to the world of finances because they're really helpful for borrowers, but MarketWatch says that the low interest rates mean that, you know, it's going to take obviously more purchasing power to maintain your standard of living in retirement. So how do you help your retirees plan around the low interest rates in retirement, Eric?
Wow, yeah. When I was in college, I was working at Security Pacific Bank, which got eaten up by B of A. But I was shocked at one point because all of a sudden the savings accounts were no longer 5%. They'd been 5% for as long as I could remember.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And now, you know, 0.01, right? Or something if you're lucky. And so, yeah, it's great for mortgages, horrible for bonds and putting money in the bank. Now, you need to have some money, liquid access. You need to have something that's there for, you know, that rainy day fund. So you still need to have some in the bank. Ideally, maybe put it in an online bank that earns a tiny bit more interest right now, but not much, but at least something more. Really, what you have to do, though, is if you're using the traditional part of what we call foundational money. So foundational money is stuff that doesn't go away. And so, you know, that's usually insurance companies, U.S. treasuries, or banks. U.S. treasuries are super, super low, and same with banks. So really, the only place to have some good guaranteed money now is insurance companies. And insurance companies, historically, they've paid about 1% to 2% higher than banks, and sadly, they still are. So 1% to 2% more than not much is still better. And, you know, it's still better than nothing, right? That's one place to be looking at. And really, the other part, reason people put money in bonds in their stock portfolio and their market money is, again, to have lower volatility. Well, guess what? Those bond rates are super low, too. And bonds go down, bond values go down when interest rates go up, or they go, you know, the flip side the other direction. Well, if we're already at zero, pretty much, there's no way for the bonds to jump up anymore in value because there's no way to lower the rates. So that means that all bonds are either going to earn nothing or lose value when rates go up. Well, that's a pretty awful dilemma, right?
Right.
For savers and investors in them. And so that's where some of these products that are from insurance companies that are foundational, they actually can pay a rate based on various stock indexes and then still protect you and guarantee your principal, actually, even more protected than a bond would, truly guarantee it. So, you know, there are options out there. It's just you got to get a little bit more creative and just blindly doing an old school 60-40 fund or one of those target date funds, you may be missing the boat on how you can make some of that money on at least that bond side earn a little bit more.
A CNBC survey says that about 42% of Americans say they really don't actively monitor their investments, you know, to make sure that they're diversified. How do you help your retirees get to the bottom of what's going on with their portfolio?
Yeah, well, ostrich planning is not always the best, right?
Ostrich planning.
Yeah, sticking your head in the sand, mm-hmm, and hoping it's all okay. I remember in 08, 09, where some people just said, I just stopped opening my statements and now I'm fine. I don't have to worry about it. It's like, what? You know.
Can't do that.
You know, just not going to the dentist anymore doesn't mean your teeth are going to be healthy. So what you really need to do is you need to find out what's going on, right? If you want to, you can actually go on wealthcreatorradio.com, and there's actually, when you click through to the wealthcreatorradio.com's page, you'll actually see a risk score questionnaire that you can take. But, you know, if you want to get a little bit more information on, you know, what can you do and what are the options out there and where are you headed to, just give us a call and we can set up a time to talk. That's a 15 to 30 minute phone call where we just find out what your worries, what your concerns, and then we can go from there. But, you know, there's no cost, no obligation. So give us a call at 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
I don't need your rocking chair. Your Geritol or your Medicare. Well, I still got neon in my veins. This gray hair.
That is country music legend George Jones with a pretty accurate description of how most of us want our retirement today. Eric, there's a new survey out that says about 60% of baby boomers who are still working right now plan to keep on working in retirement. They want to stay active and engaged. Do you have clients like that who are talking like that? And what is the reason behind keeping a job in retirement?
Well, I agree with the rocking chair part and the working part. The other part about the Medicare, you know, people really do want that Medicare still.
I think so, too. So, that's exactly what I thought.
So actually, literally, one reason I have some clients working is just for that, is for healthcare.
Okay.
So some people, I've got one client that she retired up into Bend, Oregon, where a lot of, I think it's almost all half full of ex-Californians, and and she was working for HP in a pretty high stress kind of higher level job, and she just wanted some sort of office job that she could come in and go home and not check her email and not care, and that would give her health care. And it took her a little while actually to find one that she liked up there, but she did get it. And because the problem was she was only 58 when she retired, and the health insurance can be insanely expensive. I mean, at least $1,000 or more per person, until you hit that 65 magic Medicare number. I've got some other ones that, they've just worked at sporting events like, the arena for the Sharks or Levi Stadium and for all the concerts and events and sports. And, it's just something to get out of the house and have some fun and do some stuff. And then a lot of times it's also just, for things that they want to do, and so it can be a good way to go. The hard part is a lot of times you may not be able to physically do it. And so the scary part is when people plan on making sure they're working and then all of a sudden they have some health issue that prevents them from working. So that'd be probably the biggest caution is you may think you're going to be able to work and make some money and not have to need as much, but you also might not be able to. So don't count on it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Don't count on it. I mean, only do it if you want to, right? Don't have to have that income. Now, I want to talk about, for those people who do decide to keep working in retirement, how is that going to impact things like Social Security or Medicare?
So it depends on the age. That's the big, huge one. Uh-huh. And so Social Security, massive, massive effect before your FRA, which is your full retirement account. And so right now, we're in the last year of everybody who's 66, where they get the Social Security, then it's starting to phase into 67. If you start working and you take Social Security early, meaning any time before that 66 or 67 age number, then you're going to have an earnings restriction. And it changes every year, so it's around $18,000 or so. And so what happens is if you make more than that from earned income, meaning stuff that, you know, that you're paying Social Security tax and Medicare tax on, then what they're going to do is for every $2 over that you make, you're going to lose $1 of Social Security. Well, for a lot of people, once you make probably, you know, 50,000-ish range, 60,000, you're going to probably have given back all of your Social Security, but locked in the penalty for starting early. Not good. So, yeah, you really don't want to be taking Social Security early before that. For Medicare, it really doesn't matter, except for there is Medicare premiums are based on your income. And so if all of a sudden you have too high of an income, then guess what? Your Medicare premiums may double, triple, or quadruple. So that's another little gotcha. It doesn't show up on your tax return. It's not technically a tax, but it's based on your income tax level. So smells like a duck, walks like a duck, right? So that's one of those things where, yeah, you also have to be very careful. So now the flip side, if you're 70 plus and you're still working, which I actually have a lot of clients that just love to work, or I swear one, I don't think his wife wants him home, so... you know, I think he has to keep working. One weird part about Social Security is once you're over 70, there is no reason to not take Social Security. I mean, you know, just get the money. But if you're replacing Social Security as your highest 35 years, if you're replacing this last year with a year from, you know, maybe you're a paper boy or whatever it was way back when, your Social Security could actually go up. When you're working past 70, because of what they're going to do is they're going to recalculate that all. And so it is a little bit interesting on how that all plays out.
So this is what you do. You help retirees every single day decide when would be the optimal time for them to claim their Social Security benefits. It's all part of your blueprint to worryless wealth, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, what we do is we build that income plan, that investment, taxes, healthcare, and legacy plan. And obviously part of the income plan is when to take Social Security, what tax ramifications you have of taking certain incomes or doing certain things at certain times, and then where else can you get the income from your investments. So really that all plays together. And so, you know, one thing is lots of times people say, well, I don't know if I should be doing the planning or if this is right for me or not. And, you know, really the big thing would be is just, you know, take 15 to 30 minutes of our time, and we can, you know, be on a phone call or even a Zoom call and just, you know, find out what your concerns are, what your worries are. And then we can talk and go from there. But again, there's no cost for doing the actual phone call. And we'll actually even now do that blueprint, showing you what path you're on today, again, for the radio listeners, for no cost. And so that's something you want to take advantage of. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Turns out one of the biggest expenses that you need to prepare for in retirement is taxes. Do you recommend people just saving, having like an account for their taxes, or maybe are there some other strategies they could think about?
Well, I mean, it depends on what time frame. I mean, one thing is when people are first retiring, they're always freaked out. Okay, how do I pay taxes? Because I don't have withholding anymore. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you can withhold even on Social Security. You know, you can have money withheld anytime you're getting money out of your IRAs and other things. Now, the hard part is, like, I have one client who she doesn't get much Social Security, but luckily she bought some real estate a long time ago and she gets really good rental income. Well, there's no way to withhold on that rental income. So you may very well have to be filing quarterly payments where you have to send in that money every quarter. You really want to look at everything and see, okay, how am I invested? You know, what types of things should I be doing tax-wise? So, yeah, one is just the logistics of, you know, sending in the money. But the other big part is, you know, should you be doing a Roth conversion? Should you be taking money out and doing something different with it? And so lots of times people are just giving the horrible advice, often from CPAs and accountants where they just say, oh, defer your tax. And oh my gosh, now it's not 70 and a half, now it's 72. So you get even another year or two before you have to pay the tax on your IRAs and 401ks. Oh, well, that may be fine advice for this year or next year, but that could be horrible advice in the long run because you're going to go from a low bracket to a monster bracket once that all kicks in. So really, lots of times, the better answer is to be paying a little bit of tax now. Take some money from that tax deferred money if it's at a low bracket. And if you don't need more of it and you still have, say, maybe $20,000 before you hit the next bracket, well, geez, take some money, convert it to Roth, and boom. Now that money is going to never be taxed again in your lifetime. And even whomever you leave it to will not pay the tax on that money. So, you know, let's get rid of the tax man as fast as we can. I mean, that has to be one of the big things going forward because there is no politician that's talking about paying our bills. Nobody's talking about paying down the debt or having all these problems with Medicare and Social Security being underfunded. These aren't even being addressed by any political party. So, you know, that's one of those things where there is going to be a day of reckoning at some point. And so the more you can put into Roth, the way more protected you'll be. You know, again, if you want to get actually a report about taxes and, you know, get a little bit more information about how taxes affect you and are you paying too much, we actually have a great other way that you can get a hold of that is by just texting the word taxes, T-A-X-E-S, to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word taxes to 800-454-1184, and we'll send that right over to you. And of course, you can always find us online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Wealth Creator Radio continues with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Stick around for lots more.
Do you have an estate plan? Without it, you give up control of what happens to your stuff when you are gone. That's why CFP Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is offering a free estate planning webinar. Eric will show you some of the most common pitfalls of not having an estate plan. You'll also discover the differences between wills and trusts, how long-term care planning could affect your estate, how to efficiently transfer your assets to the next generation, and much more. To RSVP for this free estate planning webinar with Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. It doesn't matter the size of your bank account, the square footage of your house, or the price tag of your car, you need an estate plan. RSVP for this webinar today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman, and I've got my monthly contributor here, Marilyn Brown Ross. Great to have you.
Thanks. Great to be here.
So we are here about reverse mortgages, how to get that money out of the house without having to move someplace where there's lots of humidity and bugs and, you know.
Have no payment. That's
yep,
the best
yeah,
part.
So you can get the money out of the house, not have to have a payment, but also not have to move, keep your property tax basis, all that fun stuff, keep your friends, everything. So, you know, so first of all, I guess we always should say what exactly is what's reversing versus going forward, I guess, on a regular mortgage.
Well, for us seniors, because I am one, a lot of times we want to refi. I have so many clients that say, I really want to refi, but I can't qualify no matter what.
Especially with rates shooting up.
Exactly.
Too.
I can't qualify to get the loan. And I'm having problems, whether it be whatever it might be. Maybe a spouse passes and you lose one income and they've helped their children. They've taken out money of the house to put the kids through college, to do whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're having a problem making a payment. And, of course, you never want to be foreclosed upon.
No.
So reverse is really big right now. And it's a great time. Rates are going up now. But so is the value of the property. So I'm redoing a lot of reverse mortgages that I've done in the past because there's so much more money available.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
They have money in a line of credit, but they've used some to do whatever, and they want to have that nice cushion there to say, here we are. You know, we're going to stay in our house. We don't have to sell. We don't have to go through. We've been here for 50 or 60 years. And then if we do sell in this market, then we're going to have huge capital gains.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we want to stay here. We want to die in this house. I mean, yeah. That's what I have. That's my first question to clients when I meet with them. Do you really want to stay here? And if the answer is yes, then it's a great option. However, if they say, oh, you know, we'll probably be here another 6 months or so, I'll go 6 months to a year. Let's try to do something else. It's not even worth going through the steps. But most of them go, no, no, I want to be here the rest of my life. I don't want to face the taxes. I don't want to do anything. When I'm gone, I want to leave the house to my children.
And then the taxes magically disappear with a step up in basis, which is so wonderful. And again, one thing that the big misnomer always on reverse mortgages is, you know, oh, they're going to own my house. They're going to take my house.
And that's amazing that I still hear that when I go to a new client. And that's the way it was in the beginning. The lending institution in the 80s,
right.
When it started, the lending institution, the bank or whoever, they would say, okay, we'll go ahead and do this, but we're going to go on your title. So they were on title of the property, which means if you sold it, they got their portion of what, but that didn't last very long. But it was so bad that people to this day still remember.
Years.
Yeah, they go, I'd really love to do this, but I want to leave the house to my children. What the reverse is opposite of making a payment. Now, the other nice part is you can make a payment. I mean, you can do the reverse, but I mean, I hardly have anybody do that because...
Yeah, well, that's usually the point is to take the money out tax-free.
Right.
And then plus also you're not having to cash in. I mean,
anything.
You know, yeah, one thing people don't always necessarily from a financial standpoint think about is if they have to take all this money to make these payments, then they have to be selling off more stuff or maybe taking more from their IRAs or other things. So they're paying a lot of taxes to then make this payment. They're saying, oh, well, hold on, I'm trying to give more to the kids and stuff. It's like, no, if you just let that money grow and let those investments grow, let the house grow and just take the money out tax-free from the reverse.
It is tax-free, yeah.
I mean,
and finally, it took a while for financial advisors to catch on. I mean, you got it. But a lot of financial advisors used to go, oh, no, that's not it. But now they're going, well, you know what? This is really great. They can keep their investments, don't have to sell, don't have to pay the tax. They can do this absolutely tax-free and have that money there. The best part is there's so many different programs that you can either do it where you take all the money out, and that isn't what I advise unless you need all the money. You may need it for something, but I like it where you leave it in the line of credit. And then that money is there. It actually has a growth rate on it of 1.5. And as it sits there, it grows. And then as you need it, you move it over to your checking account, whatever. That's all set up at closing. And that's when you start accruing interest on it that you owe. As long as it's in the line of credit, it's growing. And you don't, it's just great. You have the money there. The water heater goes out. Whatever happens in life, you have to fill out a form. You can fax it in or mail it in. Request, I need $20,000 moved from my line of credit to my bank account. And that's what they do. When that gets in your bank, that's when you start accruing interest on it. You're not paying for it until you use it.
And then, of course, the growth rate on the line of credit just means the line of credit's getting bigger if you don't use it.
Exactly.
So, yeah, if you need to do a roof or something big down the road, the money's there for you. So, yeah, it can be a great tool. I mean, I just had somebody who did move. I mean, they were... you know, wanting to move out of state to be more near their kids and stuff, but $500,000 tax bill between federal and state. You know, that's the part that people don't necessarily always realize that, oh yeah, I can move someplace cheaper, or, you know, and, you know, yeah, you'll get that cash out, but I mean,
what's it going to cost?
What's it going to cost? I mean, that's after the $500,000 exclusion, right?
So, wow.
You know, there's some people paying some huge, huge tax bills. And so, you know, that may not be the right way to go, because if you're thinking you're going to save so much money and all this stuff, and then, you know, had he kept the house, which, I mean, for his situation, didn't really make sense. But still, had he kept the house, his kids would inherit that tax free at his death. And that $500,000 tax just boom, disappears.
Absolutely.
And just goes away. So,
well, usually when I sit down and explain it, then they go, oh, you know, the light goes on, because they've heard such terrible things and they call just to find out. I guess they're curious, but And then I explain it and they go, oh, because they think that once they pass, the kids aren't going to get the house. They go, well, no, then the bank owns the house. But that is absolutely not true. You're on title by yourself. Whatever your trust, your will, however you're leaving it, it goes to them. Of course, the reverse has to be paid off, just like if you had a mortgage.
And yeah, no different than
no different than a regular mortgage. So if they want to come up with the money to pay off, let's say you owe $500,000, just numbers. Mm-hmm. The children can come up with the money, pay that off, and they get the house. Or put it on the market, sell it, the reverse gets paid, and they get the rest. So it's really just like a regular mortgage, but it just has a bad reputation from years ago, and people don't realize it's good now.
I mean, the only difference, of course, is if you say you took out, you know, $300,000, and when you pass away, it may be $400,000 that you owe.
Right.
You know, but you didn't. Yeah, you got $300,000, right? That's sitting in your pocket. That went someplace. You spent it. You enjoyed it. You lived life. You did whatever you did with that $300,000. So that was money you took out that didn't cause you any taxes from someplace else. And
you didn't have a payment to make.
Yeah, you didn't have a payment. You didn't have to worry about all that stuff. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, what happened to your home equity over all those years when, you know.
Exactly.
Well, when you weren't selling that or taking the money out. So. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great uses for it. So, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, there's also all these kind of cheesy, you know, old actors, you know, once upon a time stars on TV. I mean, are those places good to call, or what's
the deal
with those?
Well, you know, I always tell my clients, if they say I'm going to check or do that, I have no problem doing that. But make sure you're going to work with somebody that you can see. I mean, you call all across the country and that loan gets closed and there's nobody that's going to be interested in helping you if there is something you need to know. I always tell the clients, because I'm ready to go out to the house anytime or wherever. I do all of California and I have connections outside of California. But you want to deal with somebody that you can sit down at a table and look at, you know, and say,
right.
and make a connection and know that when that loan is closed, my clients call me all the time just to say, hi, I'm right there. Yeah, they say, you know, it was great dealing with you because we got to see you. We got to know you. You can call anybody you want, but try to work with somebody that's in your area.
Yeah, definitely. And then, of course, if they have an issue or if they have questions, like you said, you can...
I'm right there.
You're right there, or even could come over if you really had to, type of thing.
I fly all over. I do a lot of work in Southern California, but I always want to meet my client. It isn't that they call me and I say, oh, well, let's just do this, you know, on the phone, or let's just do it through the mail, get it signed. No, I'll fly down there to meet them, and just so they get a feel for who I am and I know who they are.
Yeah. Well, again, so what's the best way for them to talk to you and kind of get that information, see how it works?
Give me a call at 408-722-0010. Again, that's 408-722-0010.
And of course, there's no cost, no obligation.
None.
You just give them all the numbers and
I give them. And one thing about me, that's what my clients always say. I'll give it to you. I'll come and explain it. I leave it with you. I am not one to call you every day and say, oh, let's get this done. No. And when you decide it's time, that's good.
Yeah. Well, why don't you give the number one more time?
Okay. It's 408-722-0010.
And as always, there's a link at wealthcreatorradio.com. With that, we'll be right back.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, we're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And Eric is a well-known author and speaker, and he can provide you with guidance to get you to and through retirement with worry-less wealth. Wouldn't you like to worry less about your retirement? So, Eric, on our show, you often give us some challenges and risks that exist in retirement. You tell us that every week, actually. But I want you to give us an example of someone who has experienced, let's say, one of those retirement obstacles. Why don't you give us a financial fail today?
Well, I mean, this one's a little bit more general, but I was just meeting with somebody who's new, actually a radio listener, and, you know, he was really focused on, okay, I'm, you know, worried about taxes with the Biden tax law, you know, what's going to happen, and you know, how are things going to go, you know, forward, and, you know, taxes keep going up. So, you know, he's really obsessed with trying to make sure he gets more and more converted to Roth, which, you know, it's a good conversation to have, right? I mean, definitely the more money you can have that's tax-free for the rest of your lifetime, that's great. But the really silly part was he never started a Roth contributory one. So there's two types of Roth. There's one where you're converting your money that you had done pre-tax and switching over to paying the taxes now, all the taxes, which is painful, right? And then that money would be tax-free for the rest of your life. But he was skipping over the simplest thing. I mean, he had a stock portfolio and a bunch of cash in the bank, so it wasn't like he didn't have any regular dollars sitting there. He did. But he had not been putting the money into a Roth, and him and his wife, their income was low enough, so, you know, it's roughly under 198 or so K, if, you know, for married couples that you can put fund a Roth, then, you know, he could be putting in $7,000 for him and his wife. And by the way, if you're doing it between January and April 15th, you can actually do it for the previous year. So he could actually do $28,000 into a Roth at the time we were talking. And, you know, he's all trying to figure out how to, convert all his money and pay a ton of tax. And he's overlooking the super simple thing of, hey, well, you know, why haven't you just been doing this? And, you know, of course, I had to ask him, well, who does your tax advice? TurboTax. Okay. Yeah, the computer program. I mean, I know they have those cutesy ads, but get what you pay for. And if you don't pay much, you're probably getting that. And so, yeah, if you have money in a taxable account and you can say, oh, I'm going to move it from here to here, and now it'll be tax-free for the rest of my life versus being taxable for the rest of my life, why would you not do that? That's one of the things that we can do here. We can create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we give you that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy plan. And give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online and request an appointment directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.